Now back to the Paul Miller Show on 1380 WPHN.
It is Wednesday morning, Wednesday the 6th of December. Boy, is it cold out there. And watch out if you're traveling along eastbound I-94. It's closed at Wadhams due to a serious accident. We'll keep following that in the newsroom. It is the holiday season. Deb Johnson is here, the Executive Director of St. Clair County Community Mental Health. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Paul.
Mental health is so important, especially this time of year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's important all year long. But, you know, sometimes people tend to just get more stressed out during the holidays. And you know, every year we like to talk about and educate people about kind of holiday stress and, you know, call it the blues or whatever, which, of course, is different than, you know, clinical depression or major depression. So when we're talking about holiday stress, you know, it's just kind of a temporary mm-hmm. state of mind because of difficult situation or you got too much going on or things like that. And so obviously some of the reasons we get stressed at Christmas time is, you know, we do way too much. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't say no. We stress out about buying the right gifts for people. We might stress out about our finances and overspend. We might worry about seeing family members we haven't seen, you know, throughout the year. Maybe we're having difficulties with them. And then, you know, then we see them on the holidays. And, you know, a tip for that, I guess, is maybe just try to forget about what's been going on throughout the year and just try to get along that day.
Clean slate.
And that could be the start for the new year, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, some of the things, you know, the tips that we give to people are just to, first of all, acknowledge, you know, what's going on and then take some time for yourself. Reach out, you know, for help. I should have said this. Some people feel especially lonely during the holidays because maybe it's the first holiday after a divorce or a loved one passed away, or maybe you moved to a new area. It could be a number of things where you might be alone, and that can be extremely difficult. So hopefully people can reach out. Hopefully if you know somebody maybe in that situation, you invite them to join into your family festivities, things like that. So reaching out, be realistic about the holidays, what they should be or what they can be. They're not going to be the perfect Hallmark holiday, which actually it's kind of funny because I've been having I mentioned to you before we started that I had my last surgery, and so I've been home for a few weeks, and I had that Hallmark channel on, and I've been watching. I've seen a lot of the perfect holiday stories.
I'm amazed at how many. I'm glad you mentioned that because I haven't really watched any of them, but I know that they start running Christmas movies on the Hallmark channel right after Halloween. Continually up through and beyond Christmas. I can't believe how many different movies about Christmas have been made.
I know. There's a ton of them.
There's a lot.
And some of them are kind of interesting and, you know, kind of good. And sometimes there's some big name actors in them that, you know, guests appear or whatever. But
sometimes you don't know any of the cast.
Right. But you know, they always have a happy feel good ending.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're looking for that, it's a great channel to watch.
But that's a hard ideal to live up to when you see that and you say, you know, my family's not going to be that happy. We're not going to find the right gifts. We're not going to have the Christmas miracle. Hopefully we'll have a nice Christmas, but it's not going to look like that.
Exactly. And so that's what you know, you really need to be realistic about that and, you know, and try to make the best of it, but don't be disappointed and don't stress out trying to make it like that, those perfect movies and perfect families and because everybody's got a little something going on, whether it's, you know, not getting along as well as you could with somebody in your family. There's different issues with everybody. So
for sure.
I think we just need to be accepting of that, understanding of it. And again, I said, you know, like set aside our differences during that time of the year. With the finances, stick to a budget because the more you spend doesn't make it a great gift. You know, you can give free gifts, like in terms of services, you could babysit, clean house, rake leaves. I mean, give coupons. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could do for free. Another great idea, if you're able to do this financially, is donating to people's causes. You know, like if you know somebody's a big supporter of something in particular, you might want to make a donation in their honor. That's an easy thing to do in terms of racking your brains out. What is that person like? I can't remember.
Right.
But you know that they're involved in certain charities. That's a great gift.
Because what we really end up remembering about the holiday is the time that we spent with family and friends. It's not the gifts. I mean, sometimes it is if somebody gets the perfect or the most thoughtful gift. But really, as you look back on Christmases past, you remember the people you were with, the things that you did together, not so much the gifts.
And I think you also remember the things you do for other people. Some of my fond memories during this time of the year are some experiences we've had at the soup kitchen. We take Santa Claus there, and we caught Soup Kitchen Santa Day, and there's been some really touching moments there. And I think those are the things that, you know, that make this the holiday. So we need to think about, you know, what we can do and how we can help others. There's a lot of opportunities to do that through the holiday season. So anyways, don't abandon your healthy habits. You know, if you've been doing health stuff all year long, don't go, oh, this is the holidays. It's a license to eat every single thing in sight, not exercise, drink excessively. I know we heard from Officer Decker prior to this, to me coming on, but about the holiday parties, because people go to them, they have a few drinks, they think they can drive, they cannot. So he talked all about that. I don't need to, you know.
Yeah, they're all looking for you.
They're looking for you. But also just remember, it's not a good thing to do. So plan ahead for those things, especially if you're feeling a little stressed. The drinking's not going to help that.
That's
alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah.
So anyways, those are some things I wanted to say about that. And then I want to tell you about an app that is available. I don't know if I've ever talked about it on the show. It's called My Strength app. It's a self-help app. It's really cool. You can download it on your iPhone, your computer for free. It's a 24/7 support mechanism, and it will help you whether you suffer from some periodic anxiety, depression, you have difficulty sleeping, substance use, any kind of issue. And you don't have to have like major mental illness to benefit from this app. You could be grieving the loss of a loved one. So what you do after you download it, you have to have an access code to make it free. And we have the access code, and I'm so sorry, I should have written it down. I think it's SCC Well, but it is it will be posted to our Facebook today. And also, we have a peer support staff, Judy, who will be at CMH, the downtown location, today from 3:30 to 5:30, helping anybody who wants to set that app up on their phones. Doesn't have to be people we serve, anybody. We will help them do that. But again, you take a short quiz about your circumstances, and then the app is customized to you, and it will send you daily motivational tips and strategies to help you get through whatever you're dealing with.
Cool.
It's very cool. This is just a funny sidebar, but the person who actually developed it is somebody I went to high school with. I couldn't believe it.
How about that?
And Sandy Cameron from our staff discovered it out at a national conference, I think out in Arizona or somewhere. And and so we brought it back here. So it's available to the people that we serve. It's available to our entire community. We pay an annual fee for it. And that's
awesome.
A great thing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And you've got your high school art contest and the middle school writing contest starting up, don't you?
We do. Both of those have been posted to the Facebook, to our Facebook and our website, I think, but for sure the Facebook sites. We've sent the information to the school. So the high school art contest, it's the 15th annual. Our theme this year is Leading Healthy and Happy Lives by Design. And we have the writing contest, that's same theme. Everything is due to communal health offices by January 19th. And sometimes kids ask me, if they're not in art class, can they still do it? Yes, it is open to anybody. If you're homeschooled, any high school age kids, whether you're homeschooled, private school, public schools, whether you're in art class during this time or not, doesn't matter. The specifications on what you would need to do are on our Facebook. You can contact our office if you can't find it there, and we can give the stuff to people. And same for the writing contest. So we're hoping we get a lot of entries again this year, and we look forward to that.
Yeah, always a lot of fun. Well, so just the bottom line reminder is don't stress out over the holidays.
Don't stress out over
Everything
the holidays.
Everything is going to be fine.
It'll be all right.
Enjoy yourself.
And time's flying by, and next thing you know, I'll be here after the new year. So I guess I want to wish you and everybody, because I won't be here until after the new year.
That's right.
Very happy, healthy holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. And I look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Well, Deb, to you as well. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here. Deb Johnson, the Executive Director of St. Clair County Community Mental Health, with us on WPHM at 8:23.